a Giordano Bruno Global City University a világ első online egyetemének díszdoktori avatására érkezett Budapestre. Dr. Budalt Nobel-díjas tudósokkal és Ravi Shankar világhírű szitárművésszel együtt 2011. szeptember 9-én avatták a Korszakalkotó Egyetem első díszdoktorává.
Mr. H was given to me by an extraordinary man called Gary Horn. That's why it's H. And Gary lost his eyesight when he was 21, completely blind. And he met a magician and decided he wanted to do magic. And everybody said, you can't do magic if you're blind. He said, well, I can try. The kids don't know he's blind. And then he'll tell them and say, you know, things may go wrong in your life, because we never know. But if they do, don't give up. There's always a way forward. And he does scuba diving, cross-country skiing, skydiving, jumping out of aeroplanes, climbs mountains. He's completely extraordinary. And he thought he was giving me a stuffed chimpanzee for my birthday 16 years ago. And I made him hold the tail. I said, Gary, you have no excuse. Chimpanzees do not have tails. He said, never mind. Take him where you go, and you know my spirit's with you. So we've been 59 countries for 16 years, and he's probably been touched by about more than 3 million people, because I say the inspiration rubs off.
A világ legnagyobb főemlős kutatója, aki több mint 20 évig Gombében egy majomcsapatot tanulmányozott, elhagyta a tudományos munkáját, és minden energiájával arra koncentrál, hogy a 24. órában még tegyen valamit, amivel az esőerdőkben történt szörnyűségeket enyhítheti. Dzsungelhúskereskedelem, orvadászok urokcsapdái. Mindenek eredményeképpen a vadon élő hegyi gorillák és az Afrikában élő csimpánzok száma rohamosan csökken.
We don't know exactly, but if you go back 100 years, there was somewhere between 1 and 2 million, probably closer to 2 million. And now 300,000 at the most, probably less, going all the time, with the habitat being destroyed, human populations growing, logging companies coming in, chimpanzees caught in these wire snares that are set by hunters for antelopes. And worst of all now, is the bushmeat trade. That is commercial hunting of wild animals for food. And it's totally unsustainable. Gorillas, I don't know the exact numbers, but they too are disappearing. And they also fall victim to the horrible Ebola disease. And many, many, many of them are being destroyed through Ebola. It was 1986. Up until that point, I lived a beautiful life, mostly in the forest, doing some teaching in America, analyzing the data, which I love, writing books. Idyllic. Paradise. And then I went to this big conference in America. For the very first time, all the different chimpanzee researchers came together from across Africa, and some from captive situations. And we had an afternoon talking about conservation issues. And one after the other, these biologists showed pictures of destroyed habitats, chimpanzees being hunted. It was utterly shocking. And then there was a session on conditions in captivity, seeing secretly filmed footage from medical research labs, cages 5 foot by 5 foot. With nothing inside them, and chimpanzees, our closest relatives, imprisoned maybe for a life of more than 60 years. And I knew I had to do something.
Évente 300 napot utazik, elképesztő energiával dolgozik, ENSZ nagykövet, politikusokkal egyeztet, előad, önkéntesekkel találkozik.
It was a progressive change of what a focus because of what I learned. So first I began in Africa, going around the different countries where there were wild chimpanzees, and there's 20 of them, and talking to people and showing, we had an exhibition about understanding chimpanzees, so people in those countries began to understand how amazing these beings are, because most people never see them. And while I was traveling around Africa, I began to learn more and more about the plight of the African people and the terrible poverty and, you know, the lack of resources and the desperation, and therefore leading to conflict. And so the final piece of the picture was when I flew over the whole area where Gombe National Park is, where my chimpanzees are, along the edge of Lake Tanganyika. And looking down, the Gombe National Park is tiny. It's only 30 square kilometers. Forest, beautiful, tiny. Outside, all the trees had gone. And just in the really, really steep ravines were some trees where nobody could try and cultivate. And looking down, there were obviously more people there than the land could support, and the land had lost its fertility, and the people were suffering. How then could we even try to protect the chimpanzees while the people were in this terrible situation? So that led to our Take Care program. That's a program of the Jane Goodall Institute, which today is helping people in villages in the area in a very, you know, holistic way. So helping them with education and health and protecting the watershed and microcredit, microfinance projects for women so that they can take out a tiny loan and start a project that must be environmentally sustainable, like buying some chickens and selling the eggs. We have over 90% of the women pay back, and then if they wish, they take out a larger loan. We have scholarships to keep girls in school, because the boys always get the chance. And we concentrate on women. I mean, we help the men and boys as well, but we concentrate on women because all over Africa, it's been shown that as women's education improves, family size drops. And it's family size, it's human population growth that underlies so many, many problems today. So big success. And as a result, the people around Gombe have set aside land from their villages so that it forms a band all around this tiny park. And in 5 years, the trees have grown back. And there's a strip of forest now beginning to grow back to meet up with another remnant group. So, you know, we've helped the people, and now we're helping, and they are helping the chimpanzees.
Tét az élővilág fennmaradása. Hogy bírja Jane Goodall ekkora türelemmel magyarázni a megmagyarázhatatlant, és hogy nem ordít elkeseredésében?
Well, of course I am angry for the planet. Of course I'm not so much angry as really concerned, really worried. But if I meet somebody who's doing some harm to the environment, you know, I can shout at them, they won't listen. I prefer to tell stories. I find that it's really important not to argue with the brain, because people become defensive and, you know, they've got arguments, and so it rapidly becomes a sort of silly argument. But don't do that. Tell stories. Try and reach the heart. And if I fail, then it's not the person's fault that I fail, it's mine. So if there's any anger, it turns inwards and just makes me think, well, I've got to find another way. This hasn't worked. There must be a way. There is some good in everybody. And it became very clear to me as I was traveling around talking about what was happening to the chimpanzees, that all around the world, and I was going now in North America, South America, Asia, Europe, as well as Africa, everywhere I was meeting young people in secondary school, university, maybe people in their first jobs, who seemed not to have much hope for the future. They were either depressed or they were angry, sometimes violent. Mostly they were just apathetic, doesn't matter, you know, there's no point. And I began talking to them. And they all said more or less the same. We feel this way because we feel that you adults have compromised our future and there's nothing we can do about it. Well, we have harmed their future, no question. There's a saying, I don't know if you have it in Hungary, but we have it all over England and America. We haven't inherited this planet from our parents, we've borrowed it from our children. But when you borrow, you plan to pay back. We haven't borrowed from our children, we've stolen and stolen and stolen, and we're still stealing their future. And it's time we pay back. So this is what led to our youth program, Roots and Shoots, which began with 12 Tanzanian high school students 20 years ago. It's now in 126 countries, with young people from little tiny preschoolers right through university, and more adults wanting to form groups. And that is, it's basically a youth-driven program. Young people get together and talk about what they care about, what are their concerns. Well, one is worried about animals and stray dogs and harming, hunting out in the forest or something. One is worried about homeless people. I've seen them here. Homeless people, how they're going to live, or some other, like old people who don't have anyone to visit them. And some of them are just worried about the environment, pollution, and the destruction of the forests and other ecosystems to put yet more and more shopping malls, you know. So they all have their concern, and they sit around and talk about what can we do to make a difference. And then they make a plan, and then they take action. So our Roots and Shoots program is about learning what the problems are, talking about them, making a plan, rolling up your sleeves and getting out and doing something.
Asante Nisana.
I am a sort of optimist, but there's something that's true, and that is if we continue doing what we've been doing without making any change, and quite a big change, then it will not be too long before it's too late. I mean, I truly believe that. But at the same time, as I'm traveling all over the world, I'm finding more and more people who really do seem to think differently, who really are quite passionate about doing something for the environment. Hundreds and hundreds of people who care about what's going on but don't know what to do, so we can tell them what to do. And people who think, well, yeah, the world's full of problems, but I'm one person and I could do this, this and this, but it wouldn't really make any difference. It wouldn't if it was just you or just me, but it's not. There's hundreds of us. And if we all start thinking about the consequences of the choices we make each day, what we eat, what we wear, how we get from A to B, and we start making small changes and then maybe slightly bigger changes, cumulatively, with everybody doing this, that's the kind of change that we have if we're going to start healing the harm that we've done. And that's what Roots and Shoots is all about. Young people involving their parents, involving their teachers, involving politicians.
Jane Goodall előadásaiból már megtudhattuk, hogy a csimpánzoktól bármilyen megdöbbentő, nagyon kevés százalékban tér el a DNS-ünk. Akár vérátömlesztés is kaphatna az ember a csimpánztól kis költői túlzással.
Well, it almost. It probably wouldn't really harm us, but nobody wants to try. The blood is very much the same. The structure of DNA theirs differs from ours by only just over 1%. The immune system, they can catch our diseases, we can catch theirs. And perhaps most striking, the anatomy of the brain. Chimp and human is almost identical, it's just that ours is bigger.
Sokan kíváncsiak arra, milyen volt a gyerekkora a főemlős kutatónak, akit évekig a tudomány nem ismert el, hiszen diploma nélkül nőként vágott neki Afrikának. És olyan módszerekkel dolgozott, amit akkoriban egyáltalán nem ismertek el. Manapság viszont egyetemen oktatják Jane Goodallt.
What happened was that I always loved animals, even when I was crawling, apparently I was watching little insects and things. And then I read some books. Dr. Doolittle is an English doctor. And he's taught animal language by his parrot, and he becomes an animal doctor. And in one of the books, and I loved these books, I loved them. In one of the books, he takes a whole lot of circus animals, a lion, a crocodile, something else, monkey, back to Africa. And that was the first. And then, that was when I was about 7. When I was 11, I read the books about Tarzan of the Apes. And of course I fell in love with this lord of the jungle. And what does he do? He marries that other stupid, stupid Jane. And I knew I would have been a better mate for Tarzan myself. I was really jealous. Anyway, that was when I decided I will grow up, go to Africa, live with animals, and write books about them. I mean, I knew there wasn't a Tarzan, but, you know. And everybody laughed at me. Everybody. I mean, how can you do it? We didn't have any money. World War II was raging. Africa was still the dark continent. We didn't know much about it. And I was a girl. And girls didn't do that sort of thing. But my mother, she would say, if you really want something and you work hard and you take advantage of an opportunity and you never give up, you will find a way. So that was it. And so we couldn't afford university. And no scholarships back then unless you were good in a foreign language, and I wasn't. So again, it was my mother. She said, well, do a secretarial course, and then maybe you can get a job in Africa. So I did that. Had a letter from a school friend inviting me for a holiday, quit the job I had in London, which was wonderful, but I went home, worked as a waitress in a hotel around the corner, and eventually had saved up enough money to get my return fare to Africa. And went, stayed with my friend, heard about the late Louis Leakey, went as his secretary, and he said, Jane, will you go and study chimpanzees? I mean, it's a fairy story, isn't it? But the lovely thing is, now that I'm doing all this work with young people, you know, I can go to a school in rural Africa where the kids have nothing, and I can tell them my story, and I can say, you follow your dream. And I've had hundreds of letters from children saying, you taught me that because you did it, I can do it too. And it might have been that my life was meant to be. It was all set ready.
Az a csimpánz csapat, akiket név szerint ismert Jane és generációkon keresztül megfigyelt, nyilván hiányzik a kutatónak, de talán álmaiban néha visszatér még hozzájuk. Sőt, néha filmforgatások kedvéért igaziból is visszatér az őserdőbe.
I dream about them sometimes. I go back twice a year. I see them. We have a research team there. I follow everything that's going on. There's video and, you know, they write to me. There's a brand new one out now called Jane's Journey. It hasn't really been shown much in Hungary, but it will be DVD soon. It's a cinema film, and it's having a huge impact where it's shown. It's just about to be launched in America. We've had many films made. Many people know about the chimpanzees. Of the very original chimpanzees, the last one to go was Fifi 4 years ago. Last year was our 50th anniversary. 50 years, half a century. With the same group, still learning new things. And Fifi nearly made it, but she disappeared 3 years before. So we lost Fifi, but there are the offspring of those individuals I knew so well in those early days. But the young ones I don't know anymore. They don't know me, but they know people, so they're not afraid.
It's the young people who give me the most hope. We do have the time now. We all have to get involved. We all have to make little decisions in our daily lives.
Never forget that every single day that you live, you make a difference. You impact the world.
This is my heart.
Well, I go around, I give lectures, I meet the heads of businesses to try and get some money. I do quite a lot of lobbying on the Hill about various chimpanzee issues, like chimpanzees in medical research and money from the government to help conservation with the African apes. I go into many schools. We have festivals, Roots and Shoots festivals, bring all the young people together and they have their poster boards and they show what they've been doing. It's International Peace Day in September, so I'll be in New York with the Secretary General of the United Nations. We have these giant peace doves. I think there are quite some in Hungary this year to fly. They're long poles, and they're made out of old recycled sheets. But the dove is the symbol for the United Nations Messengers of Peace. So I'll be there in New York. We have a board meeting, and then we're launching this film, Jane's Journey. On one day, when your show goes out, this will be over, but one day in September, Jane's Journey will be shown on over 500 cinemas right across the country.
Really?
Yes, and it's being promoted now. It'll be promoted with a trailer and a little piece about the Jane Goodall Institute and Roots and Shoots for a whole month prior to the showing. So it's very exciting.
És íme Jane Goodall üzenete nekünk.
This is Jane Goodall talking to you. And out there, I hope hundreds of children are watching. And I'll bet you some of you really care about animals. And I bet you some of you care about polluted streams and trees being cut down and all this kind of thing. And probably some of you care about the sad people that you see around you, the homeless people or the old people with no friends. And if you're one of those people, and I hope you are, then I hope you learn about our Roots and Shoots program that's growing right across Hungary. And this is a program, if you join it, you will be asked, what do you care about? And you and your friends will sit and talk about what you care about and decide what you would like to do to make the world a better place. Plan how to do it, and then you'll roll up your sleeves and you'll go out and maybe you'll clear trash, maybe you'll raise money to help old people or go and visit them to cheer them up, or maybe you'll want to help stray dogs. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can work out a way of doing it. And here's the important thing, that sometimes perhaps you feel, well, there's lots of things, lots of problems, but I'm just one person and what can I do to make a difference? And the thing is that what you have to remember, every single day, what you do makes a difference. Every single day. You can't live through a day and not make a difference. And you can choose what sort of difference you're going to make each day. You're going to make the world better, or don't you care? And when hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young people just like you, all around the world, in all the 126 countries where we have Roots and Shoots groups of all ages, some of them, many of them your age, then all of them doing small things to make the world a better place is creating huge difference. And you really will be helping the world with what you do each day.